Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Yevamos Daf Yutes in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, starting Halacha Zayin in the bottom of Daf Yutches Amud Beis. Zog the Mishnah: Shloish Ochim Shnayim Mehem Nisuim Shtei Achayos. You have three brothers. Two of them are married to sisters. This continues the theme of the previous Mishnayos. So you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters, Leah and Rachel. Ve'echad Nosu Nochis, the third brother, is married to one who is not a sister. Meis echod nimbal leachayus, if one of the husbands of the sisters, meaning Reuven, dies, fekonos nosu nochis es ishtoi, and now Levi marries, does a yibum to his wife. So Levi now is married to Reuven's wife Leah, plus his own wife. Umeiso ishto shel sheni. Now the wife of Shimon dies. Vachakach meis nosu nochis. Now the third brother, Levi, dies. So, before, in the first case, the first time that someone died in that family, when Reuven passed away, the wife of Reuven is also to Shimon, because Shimon is married to the sister. So now, even though in the second chance that this happened, once Levi died, Shimon's wife is not there anymore, but because she became usher in the first opportunity, she's also for him forever. Says the word of Yitessa with Aleph, Shloi Shochim v'chuli, Oma Avina Hadoi Doma Avhilo Rabbi Yoisi v'shem Yechanon, Loi Doi Me Yisur Achayas Yevomois, Li Yisur Achayas She'inom Yevomois. Which means, in the case that you have sisters in a type of the default Liyibum, meaning that they become skuko zelazeh, so we saw earlier in this parak, that once one dies, the other one becomes mutter. So if you have two sisters that are both are falling for two different batim, Reuven and Shimon dying, both sisters are there. And Levi right now can't marry neither of them because each one is a skuko. If one of them dies, now he's mutter. Masheke in this case, that they didn't fall together liibum. The first one fell liibum, she became aser. Then the second one fell liibum on another opportunity, then she's also loyalum. So it's different when they're both are yevamos, meaning skukos zelazeh, which she's mutter, which Levi is mutter then, if one of them dies, to the case that in the first opportunity of yibum, she became aser, so they were not skukos zelazeh, they're not yevamos to each other, so then you say it's also loyalum. Halacha chezok de mishto. Again, the same case, three brothers, two of them married, two sisters. So now, one of the husbands of the sisters, he divorced his wife. So now he's not married anymore to the sister of Reuven's wife. And then died Levi, and Shimon married, Shimon did Yibum to his wife. So this is the classic case that when Yibum began, there was no problem over here of the Erev or Tzaras Erev. Why not? Because when Yibum happened, Shimon is not married anymore to the sister. So, in that opportunity, when the Yibum comes about, there's no problem, not of Erva, not of Tzaras Erva. And that's what we said earlier, that if there was a Miyun, she refused the marriage, or there was a Gerushin, there was a divorce, or maybe the marriage is out, or they died before the Yibum started, then there's no issue of Erva or Tzaras Erva. Says the Gemara, Shlesh Ochim, Chule Girish, the quarter of the Mishnah, says the Gemara of Chagai, Beshem, Rav Zeiro, not necessarily that the case of our Mishnah is talking about that one got divorced and then there was a marriage. So the case that the Mishnah brings is that Levi, that Shimon divorced his wife. After that, he married the wife of Shimon. Mashma, if he married the wife of Shimon before he divorced his wife, it will not work. Says the Gemara, no. Doesn't have to be that he divorced and then he married. Even if he married the wife of the third brother, and then he divorced the sister, there's still mutter, because in the time the yibum starts, there's no problem of erva. All of you then are lozer. Reb Lozer is agreeing to that. So we're going to see later in the Masechta, the Reb Lozer says that for some things, you don't cheshben from the time of the Yibum, meaning from the time that the brother died, but you start Mishas Nesuim. That will be later in Perek Yud Gimel, later in the Masechta. Says the Gemara here, even Rabbi Elazar's Moite. Why? That makes sense. That's a person, you have a brother who was married, and he has children, but then the children died. So when he died, he had no children. Shemein ishto is kukal yibum. Is there a yibum? No. The answer there is yes. There is a yibum. Why there's a yibum? He had children. Because in the time of death, there's no children. So you go. They see you go based on time of death. Tomanu shoylo bonim shas miso. Vachu shetiyat tzar lacha miso. I mean, the same idea you have by yibum, you have by tzaro. Yibum is when the husband dies, you look if there's children or not. I don't care if there's children before. Also by tzara. When the brother dies, you see if there's a problem of erevo. If there's nothing there, you go based on shas miso, even according to the shito, so you do look for the time of the marriage. Halacha tezok de mishnah. V'kulom shayulem kiddushin or geushin besafek harei luchol tzois v'loim misyamus. Meaning, if the marriage to the erevo that causes the sibum not to happen wasn't a full marriage, either because the kiddushin were kiddushi sofik, it was a doubt that the kiddushin even started, or she was divorced, but it wasn't a perfect divorce. So in that case, the tzara will do chalitza and she will not do yibum. Why? She can do yibum because there is some marriage over here to her erva. But she can't just go out free because the marriage is not a full marriage. Ketzad sofik kiddushin. Zorgel kiddushia sofik karavloi, sofik karavlo, zo sofik kiddushin. Sofik kiddushin is simple. You have kiddushin, which is in doubt because the husband threw kiddushin to a woman. If the kiddushin is closer to the woman, it's kiddushin. If it's closer to him, it's not kiddushin. In between, or we're not sure where it is, so then it's a sofik. So we're not even sure if this erva is married to the brother or not. Now, what's gates of sofik geushin? What will be a case of sofik geushin? So Mishnah tells us not a real sofik. Tells us gittin that are also midera banan. He wrote a get, but there's no edim on the get. Or yeshal of edim ve'ein al hazman. There is edim, but there's no date. Yeshal hazman ve'ein bo alei adechot. Or there is a date, but there's only one head. All these three cases are cases the Rabbanon said this get is not a good get. Harei sofek geushin. So it's called sofek geushin. It says the Gemara right away. It's not a real sofek geushin. Because this is geushin that will really work with the Araisa. Rabbanon said it doesn't work. So therefore, I'm not looking at it as if the sister's completely out. She's somewhat still in here because with the Rabbanon, the geushin do not work. Continues the Gemara if you test it on base. So, and the Gemara is going to explain. Really, if you want to really have a case of sofek geushin, it's as follows. Case of sofek kiddushin, as we mentioned, zoek la kiddushia sofek karev lo, sofek karev lo, izo sofek kiddushin. Kiddushin is when it's not sure if it's closer to him or closer to her. That's a sofek. So similarly, ha chazorek la gita sofek karev lo, sofek karev lo, izo sofek geushin. A real sofek geushin means the husband threw a get to his wife. We're not sure if it was closer to him or to her. That's a sofek geushin midera raiso. But the case of our mishnah is only a din derabanan. That's the place that he came from. In a case that there was a geushin, a regular case, meaning not that specifically a yevama. If a husband divorced his wife with a get which is possible in the rabbanon, and she got married, she doesn't go out because you meet silas and the children and the children of mamzerim. When really midera right, so the get is a good get. Bashra only if there's children. So then you have a din. They don't want to be meet silas on the children. Now adds the Gemara, Peter Shinesis Lashuk, when you have a daughter of someone who's married to his brother, in the case of the Erva by Yevamo, and she went and she married somebody else, Begetze, she got divorced from the brother, and she married somebody else, Loitetze, she doesn't go out from the new husband, because the second wife, the co-wife of the brother, should be Chav in Chalitza. If we're going to come and say, that that she has to go out of her husband, people are going to say, oh, that means that the first geushin was not a good geushin. And we made her what? She's still married to the brother. She's still married to the brother. She's the erva. She's the erva. She goes out without chalitza yibum, and the tzara goes out without chalitza yibum. But truthfully, there was a geushin here. Just there, but it's not good. So therefore, I'm not going to tell her to get divorced from the new husband she got married to. Says Reb Chaim Asher from here like this. And you, the Yushalmi holds, and this is different than the Bavli, that if a woman got divorced to one of these three gittin and got married to somebody else, she will have to get divorced from him. She has to be moitzir. Unless one of two cases. Either they have children, Lerlut Silas on the children, or that she was married to, as a case of a daughter of one who was married to his brother, to the uncle, and you have a problem of Yibum, that I don't want to come and let the Tzara leave without Chalitza. So that's why I'm not going to make her get divorced from the new husband that married her after this get. Now, Tzarosa Shinises Lashuk Begetzeh Teitzeh. If the Tzara relied on this get to say, oh, meaning the get is not a good get, so therefore, I don't have to need a chalitza yibum. And she goes and marries somebody else, she has to go out, because she is a yevama lashuk. Midiraisa, she is a yevama, because the get was effective, and she's not a tzara serva. Bitoy shenises la'ochi begetze teitze. Meaning, the daughter of one who was married to the brother, got this get, she said, oh, this get is not a good get. So she did yibum to another brother, who she's not erva to. She has to go out, because she's really a yishesach. Meaning she was married to the brother and she got divorced from him. So she has no rishus to get married to another brother. She's not really a yevama. Even though the get is possible with the rabbanim, the rice is a good get. Tzara also, Shani says, lochi begetzeh. Meaning that Tzara assumed this get is a good get. And she went and did a yibum to one of the brothers. Even if she did a yibum to the father of this daughter who was married to the brother. And then this daughter got divorced from the brother with his get. So Mi'ikar then we learn this is not a good get, then therefore it should be chalitza na yibum. But if she did do yibum, lo yitetze. Because Midoraisa, it is a good yibum, because it is a good get. Continues the Gemara and says, Tani shloisha shtaras alolu goivim nechorin ve'inu goivim remeshubodim. If the same three cases, that you have ksav yadoi without edim, or the edim and there's no zman, there's only one eight, so the if it would be a shtar choiv, it would be a document that speaks about a loan, so you can use the document only to take out money mibnei choyrin, meaning available assets, and now mibshubadim, meaning assets that were sold to other people. Because in general, the rule is, the only way to take out money, to take out assets that were sold to other people is by having a kosher shtar. This is not a kosher shtar. That's only if it's not huchzak, meaning it didn't go to Beis Din, and Beis Din did not approve that this shtar is a good shtar. If Beis Din said it's a good shtar, they approved the shtar, that's not mizuyef, it's not forged, so you could take it from Meshubot. What do you mean? How does that make sense? You're saying if there was no huchzak by Beis Din, then you could take Bnei Chorim and now Meshubot. How can you take Bnei Chorim? Maybe it's forged. We're talking about only huchzak. If it's not huchzak, you cannot use, this loan cannot be extracted at all. But if it was huchzak, you can take only bnei chorim and namim shubadim. You can't use the shtar to extract the assets from somebody else. Why can't you use the shtar? So answer number one is because of kinunya, because of trickery. What will be the trickery? If there's no zman on the shtar, there's no edim, or there's only one aid, you could come and play games with it. Meaning, the Reuven will sell an asset to somebody, to Shimon. Then he's going to lend money to Levi. And then Levi will bring the shtar to Shimon and say, hey, my loan caused before this sale. And he'll take it out of him, even though that's not true. This is the trickery they're going to do. Not because of trickery, just because Chazal said you can't use the shtar. The shtar puzzle. Says the Gemara, the Gemara is going to bring two rayas that the second shot is the right shot. It's just because it's a puzzle, not because of trickery. Why? That's all good if the loan and the sale was done by the same person. The Zokin here is called the father. The old father, he lent the money, he sold the asset. I don't know which one came first. You chesh it to trickery. But what happens if the father is the one who lent the money, then he died, and then the son sold the property? Clearly the sale happened after the loan. There's no trickery over here. He's like, there's no kinunya. So why can't he use the shtar? You have to say, because we just say the shtar is puzzle, even though there's no chashash or trickery. Another rayo is from our Mishnah. We said you cannot the get that has these issues, you can't use it. Is there a trickery by a get? What's the problem by a get? She's going to come and use the get to take out a ksuva? Ksuva you take out because of the shtar ksuva. Shtar ksuva has his own shtar. So there's no trickery happening by the get. They extract money shalikadin. So the only reason why he can't use it for the get, because it's a pasul shtar. So same thing over here. Meaning more brings a raya, the reason why he can't use these three shtars for a loan is because the shtar is pasul, not because of a chashash of a trickery. With this we conclude, Yoshami of Omis, Dav Yutes.